Species diversity includes all life forms, identified or not, including single-celled microorganisms and multicellular plants, fungi, and animals. The number of different species in an area is known as species richness. But how do we distinguish one species from another? Anyone who's looked at the flycatcher page in a bird book, an excerpt is shown here, or has tried to identify ants, knows that it's not always easy to tell species apart on morphological features alone. That said, identification of morphospecies is what most field biology is based on, at least until analysis of traits not easily observed, like DNA sequences or breeding patterns, are further studied. The biological species concept has endured a very long time, and it makes intuitive sense. It defines a species as, quote, a group of individuals that can potentially interbreed among themselves to produce viable offspring, and cannot breed with individuals of other groups. This definition holds pretty well for animals, but for plants and other groups that regularly hybridize, this definition is problematic. Evolutionary trees created with DNA analysis can put individuals into groups based on genetic similarity and a shared common ancestor. The short answer is, depending on how you define a species, the outcome may be different. It's not all that cut and dried.